21 past 7. Was that loud enough for you, Chris Taylor?
Yes. Not exactly intimate, though.
Not a very way to start our intimate conversation, was it?
You promote this intimate chat and then just kick in a cart with an enormous football stadium crowd. But if that's how you do intimate in the bedroom, I hate to be your partner.
Yeah, look, it's not the same as our rival network and their intimate chat. Gee, that went off well, didn't it?
Didn't it? Look, I'm very happy to talk intimately with you this morning, because I guess you don't have a co-host you can interview, really. I mean, you've got Virginia.
I've got Virginia and, you know, well, less said the better.
Yeah, exactly. No, look, I think it's a wonderful development about hosts interviewing each other on a program for want of getting real guests. And I'm just sorry, look, the baby's doing well, Ross.
Is it Chris?
It's time for me to break down in tears. Yeah. Just show you how difficult it's been going through the IVF and all the media criticism. But it's kicking as we speak. But
now,
Eddie's about to kick me out of my network.
Now, speaking of criticism, I see a couple of your mates in this week when poor old Tom Cruise has copped a bit of a shellacking, went down to speak to one of our leading Church of Scientology folk.
That's right. I didn't realise this, but apparently, as part of all the other wacky things that Scientologists get up to, whenever there's a big natural disaster or a tragedy like 9/11...
Like Pluto being discredited?
Well, exactly. Very, very apt example.
Yep.
Scientologists are often first on the scene before, you know, emergency services or rescue workers, administering what they regard as spiritual first aid. Now, are you across this? Spiritual first aid literally entails giving someone a massage.
Does it?
So, you know, a victim of the tsunami there in Bandar Aceh, they've lost all their house and their family. Of course, the first thing they want is a back rub, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Scientologists are there with the Swedish table and all that kind of thing. So, look, we thought no one's been through a bigger disaster or a bigger crisis than Jamie Packer with the woes of Channel 9. Just the Jessica and Carl interview alone would be enough to set any man back. So, Craig Rucastle and Andrew Hansen got the old massage board out and got working with the oils.
And I don't want to reveal too much. I don't want to sort of rain on your parade because people can watch it tonight, but did they receive a massage from the big fella?
No, look, Jamie was a bit too modest. I mean, Eddie was up for it. Eddie was with Jamie. They go everywhere these days, apparently. It's a sorry day when Eddie's the smart one in a duo. Eddie's the one that handles the media. Out of those two. But, look, I'll tell you what, you're not raining on my parade. You won't see the piece tonight, because even though most newspapers and every other network seem to get the footage, our camera didn't quite work. So you won't be seeing that tonight. I'm glad we could discuss it in depth now.
This isn't working for the ABC. Fantastic.
Yeah. No, we had a cameraman out covering the Pluto story. It's a long time to get all the way out to the location. You know, they probe so slow these days. What's the government doing about, you know, quicker, more reliable timetable for probes going out to Pluto?
Well, maybe if some of the cameramen and some of the other folk there at the Chaser Network spent a little bit of time trying to hack into the ABC computer system to read other people's private files.
Ooh, yeah.
Chris Taylor, they might be able to get some of this stuff on camera.
Centrelink style.
Yeah.
Isn't this a turn up for the books? Because, I just love how, I think they said it was only about 2% is the official spin on this. 2% of Centrelink workers were doing this. And they were sacked from their jobs. So I just love to see the scene with them going back to Centrelink now as part of the unemployed. And their former colleagues going, well, I know a little bit of detail about you now.
Exactly. And just finally...
they're not listening in on this intimate conversation now, are they?
I wouldn't have thought so, mate. No, not here in Canberra. Who's the good guy and who's the bad guy? Daryl Hare or the Pakistan cricket team?
Ooh, this is the story of the week.
Pin your colours to the mast, please, Chris Taylor.
Look, Daryl probably got a bit carried away, didn't he? I mean, I don't want to...
Apparently, look, the story going around is that he did want to get the match over early because he wanted to watch an intimate interview.
I can understand. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, it was television history. Of course you'd want to get the thing over with. Look, Daryl's a very professional umpire. He does seem to have something against anyone on the subcontinent. He's always worn his colours very proudly on his sleeve in that regard. Mm. So, you know, you can't just say he's been critical of Pakistani players. He's always called Sri Lanka chuckers and this kind of
thing.
So, look, maybe there is something there. I know Saddam Hussein, who's back in the dock this year, this week, has asked for Daryl Hare to officiate his trial. He just thinks he might, you know, get a slightly earlier forfeit. He can wrap that baby up. But, look, on the other side of the coin, I mean, maybe the Pakistani guys were never going to come back onto the Oval. They were crying there in the pavilion. And, of course, it does take a lot of time for them to get their bets on to fix the game. So, I mean, you've got to allow a couple of days for them to do all that.
Maybe the bookie was out having a smoko.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I think everything was going okay for Daryl Hare until Warnie came out and supported him. And I think things started to go downhill a little bit from there.
Yeah.
Chris Taylor, thank you for that. Something for you to think about it as you leave us this morning. Nathan, who's just 13, has suggested a new mnemonic for our planets. How about this? My very elderly mother just strangled Uncle Ned. What is going on with the 13-year-olds of the world today? I don't know. Chris Taylor, looking forward to the show. What time tonight?
10 o'clock tonight, Ross.
Beautiful. Good stuff. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Chris Taylor from the Chaser Network. Wasn't that an intimate conversation? 27 past 7.